Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Public File. My name is Kat Modrew. My guest for this part of The Public File program, we have an election coming up so shortly. Courtney Bailey is the Registrar of Voters for the Sacramento County Registration Office. Courtney, thanks for taking the time to talk. We have one day before people need to register to vote.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to remind folks that haven't registered to vote yet that they still have time to register and get that information in if they do want to ballot mailed to them.
Well, the title of your office is somewhat self-explanatory, but for folks who have heard the Sacramento County Registration Office or the term Registrar of Voters, what does your office do and what are you in charge of?
So we are responsible for conducting all elections that take place in Sacramento County, and that includes everything up to president, from down to the local level of school districts, water districts, rec and park districts, and we also conduct the elections for the city, and we're responsible for providing the voters with the information they need to participate in the election.
Well, this is an election like no other for a bazillion reasons, not the least of which is COVID, and I worry that there has been, not misinformation, but so much information that kind of goes all over the board. Talk a little bit about what's changed with COVID and the options that people have this year so that everybody can vote.
Yeah, so definitely COVID-19 has had an impact on the planning of election administration throughout the country. And so California actually enacted legislation this year for November that requires that all counties automatically mail a ballot to every active registered voter. So this is something that Sacramento County has been doing since 2018, but is now being implemented statewide to make sure that voters don't have to choose between compromising their health and being able to participate in the election. So every registered voter will get a ballot in the mail automatically. They should have already gotten one by now. If not, please contact your local elections office. But there still will be in-person voting opportunities available statewide.
So let's talk a little bit about the mail-in ballot, because it's a great option during these challenging times. What is the difference, if any, between a mail-in ballot and an absentee ballot? That seems to have been a big conversation since forever, since COVID started.
Yes. So the process for both absentee and mail-in is exactly the same. In fact, we used to in California refer to voters as absentee voters until a majority of our voters decided to use it, in which case we changed the verbiage in 2007 from absentee to vote by mail, meaning you didn't really have to be gone in order to participate, or you don't have to apply for it in order to get your ballot automatically in the mail. And so we've had over two-thirds of our voters before 2018 that voted by mail regularly, and we saw in 2018 where over 94% of the voters actually chose to vote the ballot that was mailed to them.
So 94% of voters long before this crazy year. And what are your thoughts and comments on that there's voter fraud, that mail-in ballots are not secure, they're not safe, with 94% of Sacramento County a couple of years ago and since and before voting by mail-in ballot? What is your weigh-in?
Yeah, so the vote by mail process is actually one of the most safest and secure ways to process a ballot, because it's a very layered process of different security and accountability done through the entire process. So the best way we are encouraging voters to get that ballot back to us is either mailing it to us right away or dropping it off at one of our ballot drop boxes throughout the county that we pick up on a regular basis. So it goes right from that box to us, and then we hold control of that. We do the verification and eligibility check to make sure they haven't voted anywhere else in California, and we do a signature verification to make sure that whoever voted that ballot signed that return envelope and it belongs to them. And then we also keep track to ensure that the people that have actually received voter credit have the same number of ballots we have in-house. So we have a lot of checks and balances in place to ensure that our ballots remain secure and private throughout the duration of the election.
Are you hearing this, people? If you're just joining me, my guest is Courtney Bailey. She is the Registrar of Voters for the Sacramento County Registration Office. So, Courtney, when people get their packet in the mail, what should they expect? What will it look like and what will be in it?
So when you get your vote by mail packet, it will include your official ballot for Sacramento County. That will be two cards, front and back. And it will also have a pink return envelope and then directions and information of where you can drop off your ballot. It will also include an I voted sticker that you can wear proudly. Yeah, that is definitely a lesson we've learned from 2018. You got to include that I voted sticker.
Yes, you
sticker.
Do.
So the sticker will be in there and everything you need in order to return your ballot. For your mail ballot to count, all you need to do is sign your return pink envelope.
Sign it.
That's it. That's the only thing required for your ballot to count. And if you forgot to sign or if your signature doesn't match, we will actually reach out to you to see what's going on.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So some states started voting in person and by mail some time ago as this airs on October 18th. When can people mail in their ballots? Can they start mailing them in as soon as they get them, or do they have to wait too closer to the election?
You do not have to wait. We start counting and processing ballots the minute we get them back. And so we've been doing that for a couple weeks now since October 5th. We've been processing the ballots. So the sooner you get it back, the sooner we can count it. And if you get it back early, it means your vote will actually be included in the election night results release.
What do you say to Californians who say, it's a blue state, my vote doesn't count, California's going to go Democratic, it doesn't matter?
We definitely hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. And we also urge you to, you know, of course, that your vote, whether or not it's recorded in the electoral votes of your state or even elsewise as a popular vote, it's important that you're still represented and heard. Because that is a topic that comes up presidential years, mm-hmm. Every election, that whether or not it's a popular vote or the electoral college, that makes a difference, and it's important to know what our community is looking at and what our community wants. And then everything else on the ballot, there are huge state propositions, there's local measures and your local candidates that really are the ones that affect your day-to-day life. And it's also those contests that are close. Every election, we've had city council races that have been within 3 votes. 5 votes, water within 8 votes. So we have a lot of these local contests where that one vote really does make a difference.
And where can people find information? I know there's some information in the voting packet, but if people want to get educated before November 3rd or before they send in their ballot about local issues, about, you know, the presidential, if you're still undecided, but more importantly about local issues that directly affect you and the reason right there that you should vote, where can people get a little more educated before they cast their ballot?
They can actually go to our website, elections.saccounty.net, and they're able to view a voter information guide, which has candidate statements and everything that's going to be on the ballot, and from there be able to look at some other candidates' website and information. And also there's Voters Edge California, which also compiles local information for people to do some additional research.
How has voter registration gone so far this year? I'm hoping that more people than ever. I mean, you talk about since the last election, presidential election, the number of young people who have aged into being able to vote. How are the numbers, as far as you know, this year as opposed to other presidential election years?
We are definitely seeing an increase where we're getting thousands of voter registration records a day coming through. And some of those are re-registrations, like you, that kind of got the reminders, hey, are you registered?
Yeah.
Are folks double-checking, making sure they're registered. And so there's nothing wrong with that. So we're definitely encouraging folks to check their status and also update any information if they've moved or changed their name to get registered so we can get a ballot out to you so you have plenty of time to review it before the election.
Yeah, I was telling Courtney off the air, I kept getting these reminders to register to vote, and I have voted in every election, big and small, since I was able to, and I got in a panic in my head going, did something happen? I mean, I haven't. So I went online and I checked, and they needed my name and my date of birth and my license and my social. And then went, yep, you're registered. Well, so yeah, they are, to your point, very thorough.
Yeah. Well, and that's good to know so that folks know that that is for everyone.
Yep.
That's getting that. So even if you are already registered, you're probably getting those reminders as well. It doesn't mean that anything's wrong, but it never hurts to double check.
And this is a huge project. I mean, at your office, does this start rolling out? How long have you all been at it coming up to November 3rd?
We've been at it since about April of this year, between COVID planning and acquiring PPE and also getting our locations confirmed and not knowing what this election's going to look like. And we still don't know. Things could change in weeks. So we are hopeful that that we will be on we'll continue on the good course in Sacramento County and our cases go down. But, you know, that fear is definitely out there.
Well, and so it's so great that the option for everybody to vote, for older people, for compromised populations, that everybody can vote by mail. What about folks like me who are going to put my mask on and my gloves and head to an actual voting center? Tell me how those are going to look with COVID.
So with the planning we've done, we've realized that the communication with folks wearing masks is a bit rough. So we're encouraging voters that want to vote in person beginning October 24th in Sacramento County.
Mm-hmm.
We're encouraging voters to bring their county voter information guide with them, or even just a piece of mail that has their name and address on it to help check in, because, yeah, those masks are causing some communication.
Yeah.
Barriers. We also have scratch pads. There will be protective barriers between the poll workers and the voters, and we've spaced out everything to enforce social distancing.
Okay.
We're also limiting the number of people allowed in the voting area at one time, and this could lead to lines, especially on election day.
Mm-hmm.
So we are encouraging voters to, if you do want to vote in person, bring your mask, vote early on those early voting days. We'll have 18 locations that open October 24th,
okay.
And then all 84 vote center locations will be open starting October 31st, and any voter can go to any location. So you can go to whatever location is convenient for you.
My guest is Courtney Bailey. She is the Registrar of Voters for the Sacramento County Registration Office. Courtney, I know because my mom has volunteered for many, many years, that a lot of the volunteers at the in-person voting places are older people who might not be as comfortable or simply, you know, can't volunteer at the voting centers. How are you working with that?
we ended up actually getting a lot of volunteers, which was great because we did have a lot of our volunteers that have worked for us for years let us know they're not comfortable, they want to sit this election out, and we said, absolutely, we understand. So that kind of resonated throughout the community, and now we have thousands of applications coming in.
Love it.
And so the community really stepped up to provide these services to our voters during this important election. So we are very grateful for the community support in this.
So there is still a full day to register to vote. If there's someone out there who's listening who's not sure that they're eligible to vote, maybe a quick explanation of who can vote in the United States.
Absolutely. So if you are 18 or over by election day, so November 3rd, you are eligible to vote. You have to be a resident of California and a U.S. citizen, and you can't be in prison or on parole for a felony conviction. So as long as you're not in prison or parole for that felony, you are eligible to vote and participate in elections in California. And if you are 16 or 17 years old, you can pre-register. So you will be set when you turn 18. You will automatically become registered and start receiving materials.
What if someone became a new citizen after the registration deadline? Can they still register to vote?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, for anyone that misses the registration deadline, they can go to any vote center location or our office to be able to use what we call the conditional voter registration process, which means you register, you fill out your ballot, it comes back to us, and we count it once we verify you've met the eligibility requirements and you have not already voted anywhere else in California.
Got it. So when is it necessary to re-register to vote? I had my hair on fire thinking I needed to, but I did not. What are the reasons that someone needs to re-register, even though they have been a registered voter for, you know, however many years?
So if you've changed your name, if you've changed your address, either your residence or your mailing, or if you changed your political party preference, you want to update that, you have to re-register. And also if your signature has changed over the years, because we do use that to compare your returned ballot. But, you know, we actually have our staff that is trained on doing signature comparisons and recognition. So we do understand signatures, especially over time, may change, but a lot of those common characteristics are the same. But if your signature has changed dramatically, we encourage you to re-register. And if you have questions about what your signature looks like, you can contact our office and we can let you know. Or if you registered to vote online, you can actually look at your driver's license to see what that signature is going to look like.
What if you're like me and get something in the mail and put it, I'm putting air quotes, somewhere safe? And then when you sit down to get down to business, you can't find it. You turn your house upside down and that mail-in ballot is nowhere.
That happens.
Yes, it does.
All the time. And I mean, yeah, for a whole month there, you can really hang on to it almost. So that definitely happens. And so we just ask you contact our office. We will issue you out a new ballot, and or you can vote in person at a vote center because we have the capability in real time, even at our in-person voting locations, to verify you haven't already voted by mail before we give you a new ballot. And once we do issue you a new ballot, it will actually void the other ballots. So it will render them unusable. And so we let folks know that while, yes, you can receive, you know, up to three ballots by code, we make sure we void out those other ballots and we only will count the one for your record.
So same thing happens if you damage it. If you do find it and it's soaking wet or bent up, same procedure.
Absolutely. The dog ate your ballot.
Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
We'll get you another one. No problem.
Good stuff. You just mentioned vote centers. What other services are available at the vote centers? There's a whole lot that can be done there.
Yeah. So at the vote centers, you're able to vote in person. You can use the ballot touchscreen device. You can receive assistance. Including in multiple languages. You can register to vote or update your registration. And then, of course, you know, get your proper ballot for where you live at any location in the county.
So if someone is listening, and Amy, you can get on your soapbox because of what you do and the country we live in, why is it important for people to vote if they are eligible to vote?
It's very important, especially I think at this time of so much discontent, and there's so much concerns out there. And I think especially on the local level, I mean, most of our career politicians have started at the local level. You get to have a say on who represents you locally and how that affects your children, even if it's not at the higher level, these local districts that affect your schooling, your water, your public health and safety. All of these things are on the ballot. Your representation is on the ballot. So it's very important to use this time to be able to make your voice be heard. And even, even if sometimes your candidate doesn't win or your measure proposition doesn't pass, your vote is still showing the nation where voters in Sacramento County are in terms of their ideas, their beliefs, their morals. And that helps with future candidates to try and appeal to the community.
So as this airs, it's October 18th. You have all of today and all of tomorrow to register to vote. How do people register to vote? How long does it take? Super easy?
Super easy to register to vote. And you can actually go online to registertovote.ca.gov. And you can do that online. You can pick up registration forms at any DMV or post office. I know a lot of locations that normally provide the paper forms have been closed. Mm-hmm. So not sure how available they will be. But the post offices and DMVs are available if you do need paper forms. Or if you want to come to our office, you can absolutely do that as well.
And if you come to one of the offices or if you go online, what kind of information should you have ready so you're not running around the house? What kind of details will they want?
They're going to want your name, your residence address, your mailing address if it's different, mm-hmm. your date of birth, and then we ask for your driver's license or the last four digits of your Social Security number. So you can do either or. And then, of course, they'll ask you to choose a party, which you can choose one of the qualified political parties or not choose a party at all. That's completely up to you. It will ask if you've ever been registered to vote before and fill out that information. And then it will just have you affirm to use the signature from the DMV. And then that's really it. So just your driver's license or last four digits of your Social Security number are the things you got to make sure you have handy.
Real quick question. What if you want to change parties?
If you want to change parties, please re-register so you can make that change. But it is important to note that for this general election, your registered mm-hmm. political party does not matter. So everyone that lives in your area is going to get the same candidates, the same contest, regardless of party. So a little bit different than our primary in March.
Such good information. Courtney Bailey, the Registrar of Voters for the Sacramento County Registration Office. The website, one more time, where people can get all kinds of great information.
www.elections.saccounty.net.
So much great information. Are you excited to rest a little bit after November 3rd?
I'm very much looking forward to the holidays. Yes.
Great. Thanks so much for your time and thanks for what you do. Great interview.
Thank you, Kat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.